our senses, the majority of our senses are centered in the head, such as the eyes and the taste and scent and hearing. And so it's very easy for us to have the mistaken idea that our mind and our persona is somehow situated in the head, which we know from the scripture is not the case. What is the way to break this? I'm assuming that japa is one way, of course, but how can we associate
the final goal of every spiritual practice is called complete surrender. From the Gnani's point of view, he says, there is no other reality other than me. I am Brahman. So he identifies his I with Brahman. What is the nature of that Brahman? Satyam, Gnanam, Anantam, Brahma. From the devotee's point of view, he says, I am nothing, you are everything. These are two ways, different expressions, but absolutely they have to do what they have to do exactly same. If you are moving from your place, let us say to another town, whether you move, you are a bhakta, you move, you are a jnani, you move, you are a karmi, you move. That movement progress has to be done or not?
Yes.
That is called spiritual practice sadhana. So the goal is talked as different. The path is also talked as different. But the movement, there is no difference. You have to become slowly purified or not. Whatever path you are traveling, choose a path which is suitable. Like if you have got 30 years old car, you can only move on the slow lane, isn't it? Like that. But that analogy is not good because all the four lanes reach the same destination. Sometimes, like the tortoise winning the race against the... So, slow lane takes you faster than the fast lane. Anyway, that what I wanted to tell you, that whatever we are discussing, that is for intellectual feast, but the sadhana marga, how to transcend slowly from where are we now, right now, Annamaya Kosha. Is it not?
Yes.
So, how to slowly reduce our dependence upon our body, that is called transcending, and slowly expand or identify ourselves with other people. That is called sympathy, charity, helping others, etc. There is no other way. Everybody has to do. Jnani has to do, Karmi has to do, Bhakta has to do, Yogi has to do. No other way. So, listening to scriptures, deeply pondering over them, praying to God, and earnestly surrendering our egotism. Surrendering means reducing the ego. That is the only way.
Thank you so much, Bhagavan. And Merry Christmas,
New Year. Sorry?
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Okay. Okay, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, love. Okay? Any other question?
Prabhupada Maharaj, I have a question. About one of the concepts you had listed, Maharaj. One was about the gunas associate. Gunas are always associated with the objects. And not to the self, to whoever. But when we experience, we temporarily become one with those gunas, and that's how the experience happens.
Correct. But if you are smelling mango, for example, Banginipalli mango, once you move away from that thought, do you still retain that mango smell?
No.
Does it become ever yours?
Never.
So these are very fundamental principles of Advaita Vedanta. Even if you are a dualistic Vedanta, the moment you say, I am seeing God, you are not seeing God. In fact, you are destroying God. Do you understand?
Because I am destroying the thought about God.
No. God is different from me. How can you see something if it is not something else?
Oh.
That means God is also limited. Like.
Sure.
And then when you see, do you see his back also? Sorry about it. Only front also you see or only back?
Yeah.
And he is covered with pitambara and all those things. So, what is hidden there? You don't know, isn't it?
Correct.
That is the problem, you know. I don't want to expand it further. That is the problem with every object in this world. From a distance, it looks extremely attractive.
Yeah.
But when you go near, you understand what it is, okay?
Yeah.
All right, then.
So, this is to take us slowly towards the apavada, where any time I experience anything in this world, it can never become me, it can never be part of me. So my own nature only is guaranteed.
Okay. Having said that, I have to just add an addenda. When you experience an object, that means you are experiencing the existence.
Yeah.
It really exists. There is it. Isness is there.
Yes.
And I am here. Isness is there.
Yes.
And that is where you remove all the gunas. Remove your gunas. Remove the gunas of the object. What remains?
Existence alone.
Just to clarify this point, suppose there is a small pot and big pot. You remove that shape, size. What remains?
Clear.
So, Brahman as existence cannot be separate from you. All through, all the way, you are Brahman as existence. That is called Aham.
Yeah.
That is called Aham. No. Aham.
Mm.
And what you add, any guna, species, jati, guna, kriya, sambandha, that is called kara, karam.
Mm-hmm.
What is the problem? Aham or karam?
Karam.
You understand now? The whole attempt is get rid of that karma. How to do it? There are proven methods, all the four yogas, etc. And by the way, every religion has to go through the same steps. There is no difference. Whatever be the concept of God or Mukti, a Christian has to become perfect or not.
Yes.
And a Muslim has to become perfect or not.
Yeah.
So everybody, what is perfection? Removing imperfection is called? That is the truth. You don't gain anything. You lose what should be lost. Best example is fat. Fellow is becoming fatter and fatter. He is becoming unhappy and more unhappy. What is the way out?
Losing fat so he becomes happier.
Remove the fat. That removing the ahankara fat. Fat is ahankara is very, very fat. Okay?
Yes,
sir. That is.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Am I actually projecting my thought into the experience of gunas, or it is actually related to the object? So this is, I'm just saying right for your talk itself.
Okay.
Your talk was very good. And so is it I am projecting or your talk was actually very good? Is it on the object?
You see, I'm going to answer it. Before that, I want just to joke. An old man, he was not being respected by his colleagues.
Okay.
But he wants to be respected. So he used to very often declare very loudly, you know, when I was a young man, I was very smart. What does that statement mean? Now I am not?
I'm not smart. True.
That's what it means. So, what is telling is, we don't care what object it is, my talk or anybody's talk. Is it helping you as a reaction? In your mind after hearing, there should be a reaction.
Correct.
Is that reaction helping you to become a better person, purer person or not?
Yes. Yeah.
Simply, university professor after hearing my talk, suppose it's an excellent, rational, very beautifully presented talk. But it has nothing to do with his life. That kind of statement is useless.
So the experience which you said earlier was actually the guna which we say, good or bad or nice, pleasant, is it related to the object or is it related to...
I am trying to tell you, listen carefully.
Sorry.
What Sri Ramakrishna said is belonging to him. After hearing him, reading about reading, you have to make those things yours.
Okay, got it. Now I get it. Okay. So that was one. And Maharaji, just wanted to ask, you know, this anupravesha. So is the mind also a space where the thoughts are moving in and out?
Whatever is kept, whatever allows us to keep anything, that is called space. Otherwise, some people we call empty brain.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Nothing is going? No.
Correct. Nothing is going in, nothing will come out also. So, what is important, all answers to this particular question is, our acting and interacting with the world, there is nothing wrong. Is it helping us becoming a better person, purer person, helping us to approach God nearer and nearer? nearer, that is important. So make it your own.
Right.
For example, if you are eating rasagulla, very sweet, nice sweet, it should make you sweet.
Yeah.
So like that, so people should find our change in our character. So that belongs to us. Whatever I acquired through hearing, seeing, tasting, touching, etc., it must become mine to help me become a better person. That is the relationship between simply saying your talk is very good, that is okay, you appreciate and you forget, that makes no good, it brings no good to you.
Yeah.
You should make it yours.
True.
That is called true transmission of knowledge.
Correct. Maharaji, may I just ask one question?
Go ahead, don't go on asking, simply ask.
Okay. Maharaji, in this four margas, is there something very important that we should, because it's very much to do with our temperament, whatever is a basic temperament, and to find out what is the basic temperament, what is the method, you know, to go whether it's jnana marga, karma marga,
that
or
is very easy to find out. I already told you, if your emotion is dominating you, your path is only devotion.
Okay.
Emotion directed towards God is called bhakti marga, devotional path.
Okay. However, the jnana, it actually fortifies, like for example, every time one is listening to your Upanishadic talk, it actually fortifies to know where I am.
Sure. If you don't eat food regularly, what happens?
I will starve.
No, you become weak.
Yeah.
So we have to, until we reach God, all these things are necessary.